morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, Salem, together on this Tuesday, March 31st. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. So glad to be hanging out with you on this terrific Tuesday. Thankful. Yes, that's the word today. Thankful for life. Thankful for you listening today. Thankful that I get to share the studio with a new friend. And we'll get to that in just a minute. But want to share some things with you. Resources, information. It was a busy last few days. And of course, we're continuing to learn how to wrangle through, right, this time in our life where things that we know is normal, every routine, getting up, having a plan, even those of us that like to get up and work out in the morning, everything has been upended and we're all trying to figure out what normal is. And we really don't want to call this our new normal because we want to get back to normal. And so what I'm thankful for is for you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for telling our advertisers. They appreciate advertising here on the radio station. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio, and you can follow along at kslm.news. You can find us on Facebook at KSLM Radio News that you can use. We're really here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower. And my friend, if you or someone you know is experiencing symptoms of this virus, we want to encourage you to call your medical professional. If you don't have one and you need to get connected to one, call 211, or you can go online to 211info.org. There you can see all the lists of resources based on your zip code. And of course, we want to thank our friends at Northwest Natural, who's helped us, KSLM, put together a resource list right there on our website at KSLM.news. And if you're still looking for hand sanitizer, you know, that's been interesting going through the stores over the last couple days when I've gone to get essential items that I needed for my household. Yes, hand sanitizer, hard to come around. And so thankful that Pro Bioscience CBD-based hand sanitizer manufactured right here in Salem, natural and super strength to help fight the COVID-19 virus. Owners of KSLM have taken action due to the lack of supplies. This is easy to carry, a little bottle that just goes wherever you want to go. It's a spray bottle. You can order yours today by going to 503-877, calling 503-877-9877, or you can go online, pro-bioscience.com. Well, today in the studio, I'm so excited to introduce and reintroduce to you my new friend, Bill Cummings. Hello, Bill.
Good morning.
Bill is with the Best of Willamette Valley. And Bill, kind of an interesting month to be kicking off this wonderful resource that we have right here in Salem, Oregon. Tell us how this month has gone for you all.
Well, it's been an interesting month, to say the least, Stacy. But we've had a great response. We concluded our voting last Friday for Best of the Willamette Valley. We're a new contest in the marketplace. And we've just, it's been an amazing experience. We've done really great things and have really been embraced by the local audience. We had over 70,000 votes cast during our contest, mm-hmm. which is pretty normal. We had over 1,600 businesses participating, and we're going through the process right now of contacting folks. We go through a process where we give people a head start if they won in their category, mm-hmm. and then it all culminates in a great celebration. We were planning to be in May, but like the world, we've moved to June, so we'll be doing our big reveal party June 18th at the Yard. And I'm hoping that you'll be there and we'll be back here on the radio to talk about the winners. But I tell you what, as we were going through this, we decided that we needed to do something a bit further and mm-hmm. and to pay it forward. So we started a process called Share What's Good. And so we offer anybody that is surviving through this process right now, if you're open, whether you're a restaurant or a yoga studio or a dog sitter or a dog walker, you can tell us your story and then we'll put it out onto our Facebook page and also on our website, because we had tremendous amount of traffic and continue to. So just overwhelming how people love what we're doing.
And the beautiful thing about this, if you don't know what the best of is, it's an opportunity to honor our local businesses.
Correct.
And where you like to frequent, and of course right now all of our normal routine is adjusted just a bit, right? When we just have to go out for essential. But what's been so neat about the restaurant industry, many of them they're used to having reservations and dine in and not do takeout very rarely. I mean, maybe someone would take the rest of their order home, you know, kind of thing. They've adjusted so beautifully to accommodating takeout.
Correct. That's what we found. And I'm single, so I'm a takeout guy, so every restaurant to me is a takeout potential. Mm-hmm. But it is true. We shift. We're humans. We adapt. Mm-hmm. So it's wonderful to see that. Now I know that there are some people that aren't adapting, not by choice, but you know they've been kind of set aside by whatever profession that they were in. But I wouldn't give up hope. Our government has gone way beyond. Something that I wouldn't even imagine that we could do. I mean, that we just put trillions of dollars into the economy. So I'm anxious to see this thing continue, this thing called life, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many things that you can do to stay engaged. And I think that's the important thing. Stay engaged, stay away, but stay engaged.
Right.
And be present and, you know, get on the phone. And I've done more FaceTime with people. Usually I don't like to FaceTime, but now it doesn't matter what I look like. I've not been shaving, so, you know, I may come out of this as an old man, an old grumpy goat, but who knows?
The interesting thing about that, too, even those essentials, I call them essential services. You know, a lot of us gals like to, you know, have our hair done, and we like to get our nails done, and these are things that are a part of our normal routine every couple weeks or so. You know, all of that is shut down.
Right.
And those are used to getting, I've been blessed with natural red hair, so I don't have to worry about, you know, getting it colored at all. And but some of my girlfriends are worried about that, about letting their natural color, you know, how long will this go? You know, some real, you know, first world issues here, right?
Right.
That even some of the guys, as far as getting a haircut and things that you're used to, those kinds of routines. And we certainly honor all of you that work in those industries that are homebound as well. And one thing over the week, in the last few days, they've been coming out with a stimulus package and talking mm-hmm. about what this looks like and how this empowers people potentially to stay connected or stay employed. And the thing that's been interesting to read about this is those that are self-employed or small businesses like salon owners and things, that they'll have an opportunity to look at funding and applying through small business loans and things like that, or maybe even unemployment. And so in the past, like you say, things are changing. Allocating those kinds of funds, that wasn't an option to
right.
the small shop, you know, downtown or whatever. What are you hearing from your business owners overall?
I think and we deal with businesses across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people are looking to how they can survive.
Mm-hmm.
I think the smart businesses are looking at the end game and then filling between from now until we don't know when. But, mm-hmm. you know, we're hoping a month or two that everything will be back, what we like to call the new usual,
mm-hmm.
business as usual.
Right.
So we're seeing a lot of people that like yoga studios, people doing workouts, virtuals. The people that were kind of bracing for the biggest hit were the restaurants,
mm-hmm.
and they've been able to shift most of them. Now, I do have some friends that have kind of a fine dining restaurant, and they've just shut down until this whole thing passes, because I think for some people it is hard to get to a takeout. But there are other fine restaurants that are doing takeout. So I think it's such an individual experience, as is, you know, how this virus is affecting people's lives.
Right.
There are a lot of people that aren't impacted by it. It's affected us all, but it hasn't impacted us. So I think it's just to be smart, level-headed, and balance, finding the balance in everything that you're doing. Don't be extremist. Just find that balance, that center point. And that's what we're seeing a lot of businesses doing. And we want to help them get the word out.
Get the word out of what they're doing. So if you have a yoga studio or workout studio, now you're providing those workouts from home through technology.
Right.
You're helping get that word out is what I'm understanding you saying.
Correct.
Yes. You know, one of the things that I have noticed is businesses that are seasonal or tend to be more seasonal, mm-hmm. like in parts of the country where there's snow and they're used to snowstorms shutting down things for a week or blizzard or whatever, or they're a big tourist boom and they're used to shutting down in the winter. It seems like they're adapting a little easier because they're used, or maybe they haven't reopened up yet, you know, and so there's their kind of wisdom, I think, could be helpful to, so I could see even business formats or business to business leaders getting together and encouraging each other. I've also noticed a lot of online classes that are for free. People can pick up, you know, maybe they have two or three credits left to get that degree or that associate's degree. You know, you could go online and maybe join and get, you know, get that math class out of the way or that last English class or whatever it is. Usually those are or biology. Those are the last few things I usually hear people say, oh, I didn't quite finish those things. So those are opportunities too.
A couple weeks ago, we talked about learning how to be better at social media.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when things like this happen, it changes the paradigm.
Right.
Right? The paradigm shifts. So we've had to become more virtual. We've had to become more remote. So, you know, maybe the youth kind of was ahead of us because they were texting more.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, for a lot of people, virtual is a much more comfortable place to be. But it's connecting. It's staying connected. It's, you know, don't hunker down. Don't put yourself in a cave. Don't separate yourself from the world. It's just physically separate yourself. And I think that's what's so important, that we have a clean head when we're going into this. And if we're feeling scared, we should call somebody.
Yes.
I mean, and reach out. Don't, you know, nobody's going to come knocking at your door to check on you. So, but maybe we should be checking on our friends and family more often.
Well, and I think just a higher awareness of what's going on in our neighborhood, too. I know mm-hmm. where we're living is a pretty, there's like four or five little homes in this little area, like little duplex type areas. And we've been more aware of who is coming and going and at least waving and providing some, you know, context. And it's interesting watching people in the public when you go to the store to get your eggs, just how people are watching their distance. They're just naturally want to do the right thing and want to be preventative. But it's also a tough time because this virus, you don't know. There's so much we don't know.
Right. And I think it's keeping us healthy from the regular flu and from a cold. And I wish it would help with allergies and hay fever, but it's not. But I kind of like going to the grocery store now and looking down at the floor and seeing the red square where this is my space.
Right.
I like the spatial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it didn't hurt my feelings that buffets were closing because, you know, I think, but that's just me. So I love buffets, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But, you know, with everything that's going on, it's forcing us to look inward rather than out. So.
We're definitely evaluating a lot of things. And I've been calling this time as kind of a time as a reset,
mm-hmm.
right? Where we can calibrate and reset and find out what really matters to us, right? We're visiting this morning with Bill Cummings with the best of Willamette Valley. So excited to have him in the studio with me. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
Good morning, Salem. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you on this Tuesday, March 31st. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. Yes. Great day, the end of the month, and just tomorrow, April 1st already. I don't know, this month, some people have said is dragged on and on and on because of all the stuff going on and being at home, and others have said it's gone by real fast. I've got in the studio with me Bill Cummings, and Bill, we're so glad to have you here today telling us a little bit about the contest that's been happening and the best of, and people being able to rate their favorites, whether it be restaurants or places of service, businesses throughout the Willamette Valley. And I'm just so thankful for this opportunity that you have given people to in a way honor the places that they like to go to. And I know you do that here in Salem, and the business is based in Salem, but you also have businesses in, you do this in other places,
like
Arkansas, where I used to live, and Laconia, New Hampshire. And speaking of Arkansas, and I know you've been...
That little town that shut down, Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw pictures of Las Vegas. Incredible. The city that never sleeps is sleeping.
Right.
Just desolate streets, no lights. It's just crazy. And I think about all of those folks, that that's their livelihood. And Jonesboro, right? Arkansas, mm-hmm. is that one of the communities
it
that
is,
you've
and,
worked in?
And we have an active contest going right now, mm-hmm. and they had a terrible thing happen over the weekend, and that's a tornado.
Right.
And so now, you know, they're prepared for it. They have the tornado warnings.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, nobody got hurt. It did wipe out, I think, a shopping mall.
Right.
But my heart goes out to those folks. It's a radio station group that we work with there, mm-hmm. and yeah, that was, the sirens were blowing, and you know, technology is so fascinating. I can
yes.
go right to the internet and stream the radio
right.
program. So, you know, the streaming with radio now is so expansive that no matter where you are, if KSLM is your favorite
yes.
hometown radio station, and maybe you're in Palm Springs, or maybe mm-hmm. you're over in Bend, or maybe you're in wherever.
South Dakota, like my family that listens.
South Dakota, sure. Well, there isn't much else to listen to in South Dakota.
Not a lot.
No, just the faces and uh-huh. KSLM, right?
Yep, mm-hmm. that's it. That's it. Yes. And so, you know, we hear all of this pandemic. We hear about tornadoes, earthquake in Salt Lake City. My aunt and uncle lived there about a week and a half ago. They had a over 5-point earthquake, just crazy. And their house is like on a hillside. And so check on them, you know, all of this stuff. You and I were talking during the break, you know, it's so easy to concentrate on the negative, but you
right.
and I are kind of, we have something in common in that we're built to look at the positive. Where's the positive? And unfortunately, even looking at the news this morning, trying to find some statistics of like survival rate and some positive news, it was very hard. It was a lot of doom and gloom stuff. What do you, this might be a little personal, but for you, I'd like to know, where do you find hope? Where does your hope come from?
Well, I have to tell you, I have some... you know, some people are somewhat joking and but not saying, gosh, are we in the end of times? And I'll tell you, it's not the end of times. This isn't the rapture, because I wouldn't be here,
mm-hmm.
you know, according to my faith. But I believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
I have a personal relationship with Christ. So that's where I get my hope. But I also have hope in people. I'm not, like you said, you are a Pollyanna. I'm not a Pollyanna. My glass isn't always half full, but I always look for what can we do.
Mm-hmm.
We can't fix what's behind us. We can only control and fix what's ahead of us.
Yes.
So as we look at this, we don't have control of this virus,
mm-hmm.
But we do have control of how we'll respond to it.
Exactly.
So I know for our team, we have about 8 people here in Salem, and 2 weeks ago we said, that's it, everybody work from home. Now, for us, it may have been a little bit easier because we started as a virtual company,
mm-hmm.
moved into office space, so everybody took their laptops and went home.
Mm-hmm.
We pay for people's high-speed internet access at
mm-hmm.
home, so I think if businesses do that, I'm hearing more and more
yes.
businesses. But this might be a time, too, where businesses are experimenting with remote work. Workers.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what landlords want to hear, because you need less, you know,
right.
office space. But how do you get the job done? What's the job to be done?
Mm-hmm.
So I look for that and hope. And then I have hope in people. When I look at it, too, I like to look at the math. When you look at the math, we're hearing, you know, big numbers. But
mm-hmm.
when you compare it to the United States, we have over 360 million people.
Wow.
So in the United States, so when you start doing the math and you look at statistics from the World Health Organization of the flu, the normal flu, you know, it's probably 200, 300,000 people a year
right.
are impacted by death from just the regular flu. So, and I don't want to be an unalarmist,
mm-hmm.
but because I think we have to do what's responsible. But
well, and that's usually when we look at disease and prevention, you're looking at not only the potential risks, but you're looking at the people that are recovering. What's the recover rate? And I don't hear enough of that. I don't Right. see enough of that. I don't see how many people are homebound versus in the hospital, and the kind of statistics that I would like to see. I'm just not. I'm
and
just
the cure
not getting
rate.
It. Yes.
You know, some in the beginning, it felt like, you know, they would say, oh, they've been infected, like they were going to become zombies.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a it's not an apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. But it's a bad thing. Cold can be a bad thing for a lot of people that are affected. So, you know, I think the other thing you have to look at is, as humans, we're living much longer.
Right.
You know, the advancements in medicine. So, but, you know, I think hunker down, and if you're older and if you have diabetes or if you have heart issues or if you have lung issues, you should be careful anyway.
Yes, be on guard. And I think one of the perspective I had been told is, don't act as if you're going to get it. Act as if you could possibly be carrying it and could infect somebody
right.
else. And that does give me a better perspective to be more cautious about going out and about. And the interesting thing is, we've all been affected about how this is you know, the potential out there. Lots of people have lost their jobs and been temporarily laid off. You know, they're wondering how they're going to pay rent and have food if they didn't have a plan, or they're in between things already, or things were really shaky or on some thin ice. So this is really allowing people to kind of reset and get a game plan to make sure we don't ever do this again. And I think so many times of our older generations who lived through the Depression, right? And they're like, oh, they lived through the Depression. That's why they hold on to all their whatever, you know? And
right.
It does kind of give us a little bit of perspective in life. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio, reliable news you can use. We're going to open up the studio line. We'd like to hear what gives you hope and what you're doing to cope through this time. You can give us a call at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. We'd love to talk to you. We'll be back right after this break.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's a good morning.
Good morning. Together on this Tuesday, March 31st. So glad to have you along. I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to KSLM, Reliable News Talk Radio. News you can use. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower. And I want to remind you, my friends, if you are thinking that you're maybe having some symptoms, you should get checked out. In fact, call your doctor, or if you don't have one, call 211. They can assist you and refer you to where you can go. You can also go online, 211info.org, put in your zip code. And thanks to Northwest Natural, we're very, very thankful. We have a community resource list on our website at kslm.news. Lots of information. If you've recently been laid off, you want to know how to file for unemployment, if you have housing questions, food questions, want to get connected to United Way, all of those resources are right there listed for you. And for our Tuesday, we're going to continue to see showers the next few days. Temperature about 51 degrees overnight, low 39. So, you know, that kind of helps, I think, a little bit to stay indoors when the weather is rainy. And in the studio today, I am pleased to have my new friend, Bill Cummings. He's with the Best of Willamette Valley. And Bill, you and I were talking a little bit earlier in the show about what exactly is it that you guys do. And why don't you share again with our listeners, if they're just tuning in, what your program is and how you honor our businesses?
Be happy to, Stacey. So a couple months ago, we opened up for nominations, and we asked everybody to nominate who they thought was the best.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be from hamburgers to shoe store to drugstore to restaurants to we had almost 200 categories.
Mm-hmm.
And so from there, we're put on a ballot, and then they all campaign to vote for us.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of in the middle of this whole thing is the country and Oregon and Salem and Marion and Polk County kind of shut down and hunkered down And so we got to see that people continued. They got involved with it. So we thought maybe we should pause or maybe we should look. But when we saw that the reaction that we were getting, it was such a positive reaction, we kept going. So we had over 70,000 votes cast. We had over 1,600 businesses involved.
Wow.
We are in the process now. This week, we'll be contacting those people that have placed in the top two spots so they can get ready to promote and yell from on high, and especially at our party on June 18th when we reveal who the winners are. We do that through a magazine. We do that through a party. We do that online. And then we'll be part of the showbiz, too, which has been moved to September. So we'll be handing out there. So, but it's really a celebration of all that's the best. And so the great thing is that the public votes on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there'll be some people that are surprised on some of the results. I've gotten to preview a couple of them as we're getting ready to take that to the next phase. But I think all in all that the public made wise decisions.
I think that the interesting thing about that, especially in this season that we're walking through right now, mm-hmm. it gives people hope. We talked about hope last segment. And in these business owners, it gives them something to look forward to and not having a definite end date and when everything's going to reopen back. I just get the sense, Bill, that it's going to be big. When people can connect, they're going to connect differently, you know, and staying connected right now is so critical. And you and I were talking about technology, and I think back to 9/11. And I remember back then, I was remotely, I was working for a nonprofit organization remotely from home, sent home on a computer. That was, you know, in 2001, that was cutting edge back then compared to now. And how disconnected, in a sense, I felt. We had email, but we didn't have Facebook and the things that and the tools that we have now. And we found this article. Give us some highlights of this article about how to stay connected in this. What's some ideas they gave us?
Well, they talk about doing a lot of things, especially staying in shape virtually. And they talk a lot about a lot of things, but you know, and we've been talking about doing things virtual, but a lot of people might say, well, I don't know how to do that. That's way over my head. Two words, Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
It's really easy. If you have a Facebook account, if you don't have a Facebook account, sign up. It doesn't cost anything. And you click on the live and you take your phone, which is a camera,
mm-hmm.
usually as good of a TV station's camera, and you just start streaming.
Yes.
And that's what streaming is. It just means it's just starting to flow, and it records it and it keeps it there. So I think the don't be afraid of technology.
Right.
The technology, most people's phones, whether they know it or not, it's like a small laptop.
Yes, the most power. In fact, I've heard Terry talk about. He used to be in the weather mm-hmm. weather forecasting, and a lot of times these big machines that they would monitor, everything is right in the palm of your hand, you know. And it really is interesting that we have this technology, but we don't know how to use it. We call it a smartphone, but oftentimes it doesn't make us feel so smart, right?
Right.
But I want to encourage you, if you have a smartphone. If you get on, you can stay connected. And for me, I have grandchildren now that my oldest granddaughter just turned 8. She knows how to FaceTime me or send me little video updates and things. And it's so fun because now my younger granddaughter, she's 2. Her name is Collins. She's learning and she grabs it from sister and she's taking me all around the house and showing me things and talking to me. And it's just so much fun to stay connected to my adult children. And so there are ways that you can do Zoom. You can do other things.
I was just thinking Zoom.com is free and that you can conference in.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a family chat or mm-hmm. you can both visually and auditorially connect with people. So I think doing that, I think getting more comfortable with FaceTime. Most smart devices on an Apple, it's really easy to do a FaceTime. And on Android phones, I think it's the same. But, you know, just hold that phone up. And so people like to see each other.
Yes.
I remember as a kid being at Disneyland and going through the attraction and AT&T, and this isn't a plug for AT&T, but they had these picture phones. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, you could be in one place and then, like, I think in Chicago, there was another person sitting. We have picture phones now. I mean, you know, the technology is so rapid, and it's right here. So look down in the palm of your hands and use that phone. And you hear that the people that are supplying our technology, they're opening up the bandwidth. They're making sure that there's enough power. Mm-hmm. So whether you're Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile or whatever the carrier is, mm-hmm. they're making sure that they're accommodating you and also with your at home. So, and even if you don't have cable, there's still stuff that you can get over the air. So I think there's technology is there for anybody.
One of the things that we're not much on watching TV, but right now in this season, because we're home, we can actually use our phone as a hotspot mm-hmm. to give us the internet signal on our TV. That's a smart TV to get like special programs and TV shows and movies and things like that. So that opens that up as well. And we had read in this article too, there's some way you can have Netflix type parties, movie type parties,
yep.
where you can chat with your friends while you're watching TV. And I'm just thinking, everybody's thinking out of the box, how this works. One thing for me, and this is a confession, Bill,
okay.
I will say, you know, I when my kids were growing up, I used to say, and it was season I was a single mom, I'd say how I called my kids to dinner would get in the mommy van kind of thing, right? And so a lot of eating out, a lot of takeout and things, mm-hmm. and learning how to cook. A Betty Crocker, I am not. But I've been having so much fun looking up recipes, watching videos online on how to cook things, and my confidence level in how to cook and do things differently has definitely grown. And I'm sure if there's a skill that you're listening today and there's a skill that you want to learn, you can Google it and find it and be able to watch a tutorial video somewhere.
Even how long does it take to bake a potato, or how, you know, what's the perfect way to make hard-boiled eggs? I mean, just some of the basics too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, cooking a roast, a pot roast, do people even know how to do that anymore?
Yeah.
And I know that people are baking bread again. And so, I mean, we're really taking, it doesn't bring us to our knees, but it brings us to the kitchen. And it brings us to that kitchen table. So,
yes.
And, you know, years past, the kitchen table was kind of the central point of the day, right? Everybody mm-hmm. came together for dinner. So now, you know, we're forced as families. There's kind of a positive thing with that, where you're really forced to sit down with in face to face with your family, shoulder time, and not, you know, put down the phone and talk to each other. And, you know, there's been campaigns and there's, you know, people have tried to get people to do that. But it is interesting that all of the things that we were being kind of steered away from, it's just we've been slammed into where we have to focus.
This is an essential need in our life as far as staying connected on social media. And one of the things that you may know through because of what you do in marketing and things, people who post on social media, oftentimes if they post a picture
mm-hmm.
or post a video, they'll get more attention or notice.
Right.
I don't know how the rhythms are or what the algorithms, is that how that works and as far as newsfeed and things, but I do know that it does make a difference. And so if you're a talented cook, if you have a recipe, great grandma's recipe, try it. You know, even try, put a picture, put the recipe, try engaging that way. Change the conversation away from all the negative is what I'm hoping.
And instead of posting a picture of something you bought at a restaurant, post a picture of what you just cooked.
Yes.
I mean, it's, and you, it doesn't have to be fancy. I mean, it can be a taco salad. It can
mm-hmm.
be whatever it is. But I mean, I think, and you go to the grocery store, there's plenty of meat, there's plenty of bread, there's plenty of product. There may not be toilet paper, but
that's for sure.
But I hear I was at one of our local stores, a Safeway store, and they, you know, they have spotters of what part of town the toilet paper's in. So,
oh boy.
I think it's, you know, it's just the way we approach it. We have to approach it to see where is the good,
right,
and what's good about what we're doing and where we're going.
And that's a great note to end on. I want to remind you that you can give us a call. We'd love to talk to you this morning. Tell us what you're doing to stay connected. Give us a call at 503-589-1220. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. I'm Stacey Ann. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning. So glad to be with you on this Tuesday, March 31st. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. Hanging out with my friend Bill Cummings. And we are having a good discussion this morning about how to get through this season that we're in. And Bill, you know, technology is important.
It is.
And staying connected is important. And one thing certainly that I've been able to do through being away from my family is stay connected through the phone, through texting, through FaceTime, through Facebook. Even Facebook Messenger has a camera and things. If people don't have the same kind, sometimes if you don't have the same kind of phone, you can't connect. And certainly a good old-fashioned way is by the telephone. And on the telephone right now, how you doing this morning?
Hey.
Hi, Dad. Let me introduce to our listeners my dad, Larry Dickey. And Dad, you've had a real curve in your life. Probably, what, about 5 years ago, you didn't even have a cell phone, did you?
No.
Yeah, so this
is... I've been technically challenged for years.
You've been technically challenged. And tell me how that's been staying connected while you're supposed to be homebound.
Oh, well, the phone is frustrating, but homebound is we're getting a lot of work done around the house.
Yeah? What are you getting done at the house?
Oh, staining the deck, painting the wall, cleaning.
A true spring cleaning.
Yeah, you're doing the spring cleaning thing. You're going to be so organized.
Yeah. Boy, I sure heard the South Dakota there in that accent there, Larry.
Oh, you can?
You betcha.
Yeah. Well, we were planning on coming to Salem in June, so I go square dancing out there, but I don't know now.
Yeah, it's changing a lot of people's plans with this virus and everybody having to be homebound. Now, Dad, you owned a business for several years right here in Salem, and and you just retired about a year or so ago from owning a business there in the Black Hills. I'm sure your heart goes out. What would you tell business owners of a word of encouragement at this time?
Just do everything you can to take care of your customer first. And don't spend any money that you don't absolutely have to spend.
Mm-hmm.
And just ask God for help.
There you go.
Yeah, and so that's good wisdom. And take care of your customer and put your faith in God too, right, Dad?
If you take care of your customer, they'll be back when it's all over.
Yes. So tell me a little bit of what you and Mom are doing. You know, it's interesting times. You can't necessarily go to church. How are you staying connected that way?
Well, we put our church online.
Mm-hmm.
And then get into Christian radio all the time. We listen to David Jeremiah Sunday mornings. Just the whole combination of things.
You know, Larry brings up a good point. It's a wonderful time to be church shopping.
Right.
Or stepping in and because most churches are streaming their services. So you can get a lot of God right now.
That's right. Even Bible studies. Some of your, Dad, you're part of a men's group. What's your men's group doing to stay connected?
Well, they're on doing our Tuesday night deal online so we can all get together. I haven't been involved. I don't know how to get online with them. But being connected.
The great thing is when you get online with God, there's no connectivity. There's nothing to learn.
Amen.
You just start talking to God. If you don't have a prayer language, all you have to do is just start talking to him like he's in the room, because he is.
Yeah.
He's right next to you. Yep.
Well, and the statistics have said that when there's a time of crisis, people open up to more answers, and maybe they're not praying people, but they'll pray or they'll ask for prayer. And so I think it's a real opportunity. If you're out there and your church is streaming online, you know, let me know. I'd love to put a list together of resources locally of church. Do you feel like you're still getting fed the word even though you're not sitting in a pew, Dad? Do you feel encouraged?
Well, yes. But we miss the connection, one-on-one connection, by not being in in our church or in our men's study. It's just not the same just staying at home and doing it, but.
As you know, as all this gets done, I wonder if you're in church. You know, a lot of times in church, they'll say, turn around and shake the hand mm-hmm. to the person behind you and tell them God loves you, and so do I. I think we're going to be, you know, touch the elbow of the person 6 feet from you. So
or do the bow thing, right. Your curtsy thing, yeah.
Right. I think we got to be careful that we're not going to get so virtual here. But, I think this is changing. This is going to have an imprint on our lives. Mm-hmm. And, So I'm anxious to see how this whole thing plays out. For me, it's a wait and see.
Yeah, I agree.
But, I just got to stay positive. You got to stay engaged. You mm-hmm. got to take advantage of all the government programs that they're
yes,
coming out with.
Yep.
And you have to be careful, though. Be careful that you're not going to... There's a lot of people that are scamming right now.
Right. I was going to ask you, Dad, if you've had any calls or anything in the mail that look like a scam so far. That they've really putting out warnings, at least I'm getting them here at the studio, about letting people know, be aware of scams. Don't cash any checks that aren't from your bank or people that you know. Don't give any information over the phone. Have you found any of that there?
Well, we've heard about it. We haven't seen any actual here. We don't answer our telephone on those robocalls.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm smart enough to recognize and not send somebody my social security number. But,
yeah.
I think we are. You know, one thing I've noticed about this whole thing is my left elbow is getting sore.
All the elbow bumping that you're doing.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Brings a new meaning to elbow grease.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. I love it. Well, one of the Terry's grandmother got a phone call from a guy pretending to be a grandson and wouldn't really give. Well, it's your oldest grand, you know, and she's a great great grandma. And so at that point, her oldest grandson has passed away. So it wouldn't have been possible. And it was definitely an opportunity. Someone was trying to get information from her. And so
yeah.
Those things are happening. And we do want to certainly keep, be vigilant in that regards of our loved ones. And so
I'll give you a hint on how to deal with that. If somebody does that, either say, let's FaceTime, or give me your number and I'll call you right back.
There you go.
And then that will get rid of them. But for small businesses, I want to interject. There's the stimulus about covering your payroll. Go to your bank.
Yes.
We've already started getting emails mm-hmm. from all different types of people that say that they're lenders and they're there. But be careful, because there's a specific program that if you partake, and they'll cover 8 weeks of payroll.
Mm-hmm.
And if you keep everybody employed for those 8 weeks, it looks like from everything that I've read that mm-hmm. then it becomes a grant. So
yes.
they forgive that. If you get with somebody that's just lending money, it won't be a grant.
Right.
So.
And they say, go to your bank specifically. Right. And so thank you, Dad, for joining us this morning and giving your feedback. Have a great day. Love you. Thank you, Bill, for joining us today. Enjoyed my time with you. Give us the website and the information on how people can follow you.
Bestofthewillamette.com
Okay.
is the place to go, and share your good news. We want to share it with the world.
Will you come back with us next month and give us another update?
I'd come back anytime you want.
Awesome,
Stacey.
Bill. Thank you so much. You're
thank
listening
you.
To KSLM News Talk Radio. Enjoyed our time with you this morning. Stay tuned to Mike Gallagher coming up next. Have a wonderful day.